News Talk 590 KUGN here at 7, almost 7:16. Dennis Nicotta here. It's the middle part of the week. Boom, boom, boom. That microphone is all fired up and ready to go. Wednesday, right?
Yes.
What's up? So give me a great big what's up.
What's up?
What's up? You can do a little bit more.
What's up?
There you go. What's up Wednesday here? City of Eugene, News Talk 590 KUGN. We just like to hang out this time of the week, time of the day, to find out about certain programs and happenings that impact you and you and you and you. Jessica Gorley with Emergency Management. You're an analyst. How'd you get that job?
It's something I kind of fell into. I started out in emergency medicine and then discovered emergency management and transitioned into that after a couple of years.
Okay. So a little background. You grew up in Bend.
Yes.
Went north to Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Battleground?
Battleground, Washington.
Okay.
Yep.
And then you ended up in good old Eugene, Oregon.
Yep.
All right. Excellent. Duck, right?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. I just want to get that taken care of right now. So before we get into prepare out loud, the bulk of your job entails what?
So I'm an emergency management analyst, and on a day-to-day basis, what that means is we're responsible for mitigating disasters, so doing projects so when they happen, they're not as severe. We also do the natural hazard mitigation plan, which is a FEMA-approved plan that kind of outlines what we're going to do in the next 5, 10, 15 years to make our area safer. Then I do additional projects, like right now we're determining an emergency fossil fuel plan. After Cascadia, we know we're going to lose a significant amount of fuel, and we won't see resources for a while, so we're trying to figure out how to run the city and run equipment. Additionally, it's a lot of training for employees and the population of Eugene. And then when an event happens, we respond to the Emergency Operations Center and we coordinate the response from there.
Let's talk Cascadia.
Yes.
The subduction zone earthquake. It's not a matter of if, it's really a matter of when.
Absolutely.
Okay. And you've run into a nice sector of people that have taken all this talk seriously and are in preparation mode.
Yes.
Wonderful. Now, what about the naysayers or those on the fence?
Well, we're definitely seeing minds change, opinions change. People are starting to realize that this is a real thing that can occur in our area. And so that's what we're really trying to do, is get the message out that it's not being prepared for 3 days. Because of the threat we face, we need to be prepared for 2 weeks at least.
At least.
At least.
At least.
I would recommend, if you could save a week or two more of food and water, definitely recommended.
Uh-huh.
2 weeks is conservative estimate of when we would see help after an event like Cascadia. Because you have to remember, it's just not going to affect Eugene. It's going to affect Washington, Oregon, Northern California, Southern British Columbia, and all the way to the Cascades. So it's going to be a huge area affected. And that's a lot of resources and whatnot to get moved to in this direction. So it will be a while before we can start seeing help.
We got a small taste of inconvenience from the snowstorm.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a little little tip of the old iceberg there, isn't it?
Absolutely. Cascadia will be hundreds of times worse than that. We're talking, possibly months without power, water. We'll start getting resources in. But the means that people traditionally live by, the comforts we're used to, will be gone for months. And I don't think that's something a lot of people realize until you come up with something like the snowstorm and, you're without power for a couple of days and you run out of food and whatnot. Then people kind of realize, oh, wow, this can really happen.
So if you lose your cell phone, most people would freak out, yes?
Yes.
All right. So we're talking a scenario where we would lose total cell service.
Yes.
We would have a lot of people freaking out. But you guys have, real quick, can you give us the preps that you've gone through to stay in touch with people?
Yeah. So recently we bought a communication unit called a Pod Runner. It's a satellite uplink unit. We purchased it through a Homeland Security grant that we were fortunate enough to receive. And what it is, it's basically an easy transportable box. It can be transported on any two-inch trailer hitch.
Okay.
And it is a self-contained unit where we can either hardwire Ethernet in. If that's not available, it defaults to 2 SIM cards. If that cellular service isn't available, it defaults to a satellite uplink. And then we also have a public service radio, so like our radio to talk to fire, police,
right,
public works, and a ham radio in the unit. So our concept behind it is we're going to kind of use it as a relay. So we can use a ham radio to get signals in from like Florence or down south, and then use the satellite to get the information out to FEMA and the federal government and the outside world, because we will be absolutely cut off.
I would love to be a little bug on the wall at one of your prep meetings.
Yes, there's a lot to think about.
Absolutely. So real quick, it's Prepare Out Loud happening April 4th, South Eugene High School, right?
Yes.
In the auditorium. I'm sorry, I didn't get right down the times of that, but we'll have all the information out for you. I thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for, you know, getting this out to the populace.
And for those of you who are naysayers, it's coming! It's coming! And it's also, one more time, what's up?
What's up?
What's up? Wednesday here on News Talk 590 KUGN.